Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
And welcome to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We're going to look back on two big road results for the Western New York Flash last week. And we'll hopefully be joined in just a moment by starting defender and team president, a unique thing that Alex Salen has among all sports in America. Nobody else has is a team president and a starter on the team itself. Hopefully have Alex on in just a bit. Top of the hour, fresh out of the hospital, we'll be speaking with Tam McManus, the man with the mask, the broken nose, unfortunately, but he played very well on the weekend against Montreal. We'll discuss the 1-1 tie against the Impact on Friday, and of course, two big home matches this weekend for the Rhinos against Tampa Friday, and on Father's Day, the Charleston Battery come to town. And of course, it's World Cup qualifying going on all around the globe this week. We'll talk about that with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis, and also get you ready for the big U.S.-Panama match tomorrow night in Seattle. And now here's the man himself, our host, Lancers Wall of Famer, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and welcome to everyone to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I go to church every Sunday, and I pray. I think the Pat Hercule should get the whole team and go to church and pray so they can give him good, the Lord to give him good weather, and above all, you know, the weather, because the Lord has not been good to them pertaining to water, to the weather. So I just, one of the things that I'd like to say to Peyton is that go to church and pray that we have a beautiful day this coming Friday.
Well, it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend here in Rochester. Perfect temperatures, bright sunny skies. So, you know, this is the big weekend for the Rhinos. You got two big name teams. Tampa Bay, of course, featuring the goal scoring machine Maurizio Salas, the forward for the Rochester Lancers. He had 5 goals against Antigua, but of course, I think I could score 5 goals against Antigua.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, they're definitely the bottom team in the league, and it's not really their fault. They're playing every match on the road. It's a learning process for them, but Maurizio will certainly want to score against the Rhinos. They'll be in action on Friday night, 7:30, Tampa up to 4th place in the USL Pro, and then the defending champions, Charleston Battery, come to town. Father's Day, a 4 p.m. kickoff, just like the old days, playing during the day. I love playing games during the day. So definitely two big games, two quality opponents. 454-KICK is the number to call for tickets. And the Flash will be back home next Sunday. Hope Solo returns to Rochester as the winless Seattle Reign coming into town to pick on the Flash. So I'm sure that all the goalies out there, all you young girls out there who play goal, and you have Hope Solo posters all plastered all over your walls. She'll be here on the 23rd, and the Flash, we're doing very well right now, Joe. We're again waiting for Alex Salen to join us, talk about the big couple of matches they had last week.
And all the young guys that want to see beautiful women, they should come and see the game, because those girls, they not only play tremendous soccer, but they're lookers. So,
yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that, but I will say, if anybody has seen Canadian international Kaylin Kyle, I think they can make their own judgments.
Exactly. So, but Andrew, let's just talk about the last game with the Rhinos. Tell us about a little bit your views with the New England, with the Montreal reserve team.
Well, first of all, the reserve team was captained by Sinisa Ujvarapovic, who's played numerous matches in the MLS for the Red Bulls mostly. So this was not a reserve team, so to speak. I mean, there were definitely some academy players who played, young guys, but there were guys who've seen action with the Impact this season. It was a quality team, and I'd say this, the Rhinos dominated play, especially in the first half. They were knocking the ball around, and they won every loose ball, and they scored a quality goal. J.C. Banks, the man himself, McManus, scoring the goal. And then the second half, I think they let their foot off the gas a little bit, and then 4 minutes left, the Montreal got it was a fluke goal, it really was, because Tyler Pollock had the shot blocked, and unfortunately the ball went off his leg, spun over the top of Christian Nisch into the net. It was really a lucky goal by Montreal. The Rhinos, I think, should have won that game, but you know what happens when you're losing, bad things tend to happen, and unfortunately that happened against Montreal.
Well, I think in the last few games, Christian Nisch has had some bad luck, and that's the way it works with goalies. Sometimes, the posts are your friends, and sometimes they're not your friends. So there was a couple, he went for the ball, he touched it with the tip of his finger, but I just couldn't react fast enough, yes, or high enough to be able to block the goal.
Yeah.
But then again, it just then you have to look at the defense. Where were they?
It definitely was. It was some good play in the box, and the goal scorer took the ball to the right side to the end line and just tried to cross it, and it just went off. Pollock slid in the ball. Caromed off the top of his leg, it just took a funny bounce and spun over the top of Nisch.
They call that a fluke goal.
It was a fluke goal, and I don't think anybody would disagree with that, but unfortunately it cost the Rhinos 3 points that they really deserved, and they got a point at home, but again, not the best result. They could have gotten three, but that game is passed now, and we have to see what happens with the Rhinos against the Tampa Bay Flames, VSI Tampa Bay on Friday, and then Charleston on Saturday. Both quality teams, and the Rhinos need a result. So the Flash again, though, they're doing great. They tied on a last-second goal by Jordan Robinson against Boston 2-2, and then again Saturday, boy, what a performance. They were totally dominant from start to finish, getting an early goal in the fourth minute, and then a blast from Carly Lloyd right near halftime, and Abby cleaned up late in the game to give the Flash a 3-0 win. And that's a significant win over Sky Blue, who was top of the table, best offense, best defense in the league, playing at home, and the Flash dominated the game and deservedly won 3-0.
Well, we have to congratulate them, and I'm sure that when we have Alex on, she's going to elaborate a little bit on the strategy, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about the game and the plans. But, there's been a lot of talks, Andrew, about publicity, and there's a lot of talk about, what the front office should do to promote the game, And what is your take on the promotion that the Rhinos and the Flash are doing to advertise themselves, to promote themselves with the media and with the community?
Well, it's hard when you're away from home for an entire month, like the Flash have been. The last game at home was the day before, Friday before Memorial Day. For this game, hope Solo comes to Rochester. Get that plastered as many places as possible. With her name and her recognition she has and the popularity she has, she will draw a lot of people to the game. And the fact that the Flash are doing very well, especially if they can win on Saturday against Washington and then again next Thursday, or next Wednesday, check that, against the Chicago Red Stars, who are actually playing very well right now. So both those games on the road, and then setting them up for that big afternoon game, another 4 o'clock start on Sunday the 23rd against Seattle. But Joe, let's take a break, and let's get the birthday boy, Dick Howard, on.
Exactly.
Dick has a milestone birthday today. We'll let him tell what it is.
50 years old.
And we're going to take a break now, and we'll get Alex Salem on a little bit later on in the show. But next up, it's Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Lots of international news, World Cup qualifying, Confederations Cup starts this weekend. Big games, big teams. We'll talk about it next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash continue their June road trip this Saturday at 7 p.m. against the host Washington Spirit. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to view the match live online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium on Sunday, June 23rd for an afternoon match against Seattle Reign FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team star keeper Hope Solo starting at 4:05. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets and flex packs. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Oliva welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Oliva, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Oliva, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos will host VSI Tampa Bay, featuring Rochester Lancer striker Mauricio Sias, this Friday at 7:35. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free 2013 team photo. And this and every match day Friday, join the Rhinos for happy hour and kickstart your weekend at Salem Stadium. $20 gets you a Rhinos game ticket, first two beverages and dinner in our exclusive happy hour area in the open scoreboard area. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. Stand by,
now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
It's appropriate because these guys, of course, are from Liverpool. If you haven't heard of them, they're called the Beatles. They're pretty famous. And then our next person on our show, as always, he's a Everton fan, and we're very happy he's on our show. Wish him a very happy milestone birthday. I'll let him say the number if he wants to.
39.
And holding. Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, joins us, and of course, the International Report is brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming every week, Northfield Commons, Pittsford, our title sponsor, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Again, U.S. national team tomorrow night against Panama. Show your support by with your U.S. soccer gear. Get it at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony Michelle that Soccer is a Kick in the Grass sent you. They'll give you a discount. Happy birthday, my friend. Dick, how are you?
Happy birthday to you.
I want to see people
okay,
to tune
I can't
out,
sing.
So.
Happy birthday, Dick. Dick, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He got a better offer. we'll get Dick back on in just a second. But again,
how old do you think Dick is?
He told me how old he was, so yeah. I don't want to say.
39 plus, right?
Well, yeah, he's older than me.
You're about 25.
Yeah,
right?
I wish.
Well, no. What do you mean? How old are you?
25 what? 25 times 2?
Are you 50?
I'm older. I'm over 50, yes.
No. You don't look it.
Well, that's because I have a young
You don't
wife.
Act it. You well, look like a young kid. You got a young wife.
Yeah, what about all that gray hair in my beard?
Nobody looks at the gray hair. You got to shave them off. That's it.
My wife will kill me.
Color your hair.
Color
your beard.
My hair.
Color your beard. Where is Cindy? Let's talk to her.
No. We'll get Dick back on in just a second. But again, mention again, Top Notch Monogramming, U.S. soccer gear. You can get it right there. Again, the U.S. in action tomorrow night, 10 p.m. against Panama. A big, big match in Seattle. You can watch it live on television, but go out and show your support for the team. There's a lot of different places they'll be showing the match and wear the gear from Top Notch Monogramming. And Tony will be out there. He's one of the biggest supporters of our U.S. national team.
Yeah.
Dick is back with us, and Dick, I hope you're doing much better than your battery, I hope.
Yeah. Something's low battery. I don't know if it's an indication of the day and the future, but that's with cellular technology, it can be a little bit frustrating at times, but glad to chat to you all.
Those are inconsequential issue. The thing is that today's your birthday, and from me, your friends in Rochester,
Gene and
my
Debbie.
Family, Gene and Debbie for especially, and from me and Andrew, of course, happy birthday.
That's great, Joe. I much appreciate
it. And thank you for being our friend.
And I have a special present for Dick.
Yeah.
What is it?
Do you know
we're not going to talk about Chelsea today.
Oh, thank you, God.
I'm not going to say anything about Chelsea. June the 10th, 1934, Italy won the World Cup for the first time, Joe. Do you know that?
I'm sorry?
It was a special day. June the 10th in 1934, Italy won the World Cup for the first time. They hosted the tournament and they won their first World Championship. So, special day for Italians as well as for Dick Howard.
Exactly.
You were born then, weren't you?
No, you were just born. I was born. Yeah, I was just a little. I was just a
no man, comment. No comment.
Walking around with a little diaper and
in the blue and white.
Did you know that they didn't use diaper in those days?
Oh, okay. Too much information. Well, Dick, lots to talk about, certainly. But we're always topical on our show. We had African World Cup qualifiers today. The big news, really, I guess, is congratulations to Bob Bradley. The
Great
Egyptians
news.
Still undefeated, winning in Zimbabwe 4-2. They're unbeaten in their group. And the other surprise result, I guess, would be Togo over the indomitable Lions of Cameroon.
That's
2-0.
Right. Big upset.
You know what they say? If you have the horse and you have the will, you win.
Yeah, No, there'll be a few surprises, I think, in African qualifying. But it's great for Bob Bradley because they've had, because of the political situation, a very difficult preparation phase. But full credit to him, he's stuck in there and he's done an outstanding job, both on and off the field, apparently, with regards to the Pharaohs, you know, the Egyptian national team. And it looks as though they will be one of possibly, you know, two or three North African countries. In recent years, the balance of power sort of shifted to West Africa and to a certain extent to East Africa, but now we're starting to see some good performances by teams in North Africa, and Egypt, of course, being one of them.
Tunisia, Algeria lead their groups, Libya leads their group, so it'll be very interesting. And, of course, that was today. Tomorrow, over in Asia, some huge matches. South Korea and Uzbekistan in Group A, the two group leaders, and Iran, who's just 1 point behind them, plays Lebanon. So if Iran gets a win and there's a tie between South Korea and Uzbekistan, Iran goes top of the table.
That must be an interesting game, Iran and Lebanon, right?
It is tremendous when you look at that. And the country I look for, you know, because they decided to leave their own confederation because they weren't happy with the level of play, of course, is Australia. And they went from Oceania, where almost they were a shoo-in each time they went into a world championship because they just have to maybe go the playoff route. But they decided to go into the Asian Football Confederation, and a lot tougher, a lot more travel. And they're battling away, of course, in that respect, and could well qualify, but it's certainly a lot more difficult now than when it was in the past.
Well, Japan has already won Group B, so they're the first team outside of Brazil to qualify for the World Cup. We'll be seeing them in the World Cup, and the surprise team in second place is Oman, but they have already played seven matches. Jordan and Australia, who play tomorrow in Australia, have 7 points each, so they could leapfrog Oman into second place in the group if one of those teams gets a win. So Oman certainly rooting for a draw in that match.
They've done exceptionally well, and of course with Australia, they're coached by the former coach of Canada's national team, Holger Osiek, the German coach who did so well in getting Canada, you know, the Gold Cup in 2000. So he will be hopeful of getting a good result. They're at home. Their final two games are at home against Jordan and Iraq, so you'd put your money on them. But full credit to some of the smaller countries, and that's all over the world, Andrew, isn't it? And I think Joe will agree that the underdogs, the smaller countries, are starting to get to results, and whereas in the past we'd seen 5-6-7 nothing, we're seeing now several upsets, certainly in Europe, in recent qualification games.
You know, Dick, you're completely right and on track, because it always works out that way, that the underdog, they come out to play. And sometimes, you know, the people, the teams that think that they have an easy way to win, they end up having to struggle. And, you know, and sometimes they end up on the minus part because, you know, the assumption, and because they think that, you know, the other team is weak and we're going to beat them anyway,
well,
you know.
No better example, Joe, and our good friends Charlie Mitchell and David Thompson will be delighted with this situation, you know, of Croatia, who are battling with Belgium at the top of Group A in Europe, home game in Zagreb against Scotland. Probably people say, oh, no chance at all for Scotland. And Scotland come out winning 1-0. You know, just an incredible result, and full credit for the victory in the end. They really raised their game, and Croatia, for once, just did not perform. And that was one of the shocks, of course, for the games last week.
And I think you said it, you know, in the list. And that's a show that we had. You talked about Croatia, and you said that, you know, you got to, you know, and it was not a sure thing. So you were correct.
Well, Dick, I tell you, though, this tomorrow is going to be such a huge day. I hope people are getting home from work and getting their televisions tuned in, because starting at 5 o'clock, you've got Ecuador against Argentina, and that's being played at 12,000 feet. Argentina leads the group, but Ecuador stands in third place. They have a match in hand on Argentina. They can get a win, and then they're going to be in really good shape, I think, to make it all the way to the World Cup finals. And will Mr. Messi start the match for Argentina?
Well, it is the big thing, isn't it? Because the scoreless tie with Colombia wasn't as many Argentinians would have liked it, and it's going to be a difficult game against Ecuador. They have shown that they've got quality players, and certainly at home, they're a very difficult team to play against. So it's a situation, I think, where Argentina just need not to lose the game. I'm sure that they'll be happy. Sabella will be happy with a tie, but it was certainly a close game and always a competitive game against Colombia. Thankfully, it wasn't that 5-0 result that Colombian fans always talk about, you know, in the days of Valderrama and company. But it's really getting very interesting with qualifying in CONMEBOL in South America, because some of the countries are, again, getting back to the lesser lights, are starting to get results. And Bolivia, you know, with Venezuela and... I think the only one you can sort of put out of the reckoning at the moment, very disappointing results, of course, have been Paraguay, who in the past have been one of the powerhouses in South America.
Well, really, the story, in besides Argentina is going to qualify, I think we all can agree on that. All they have to do is finish in the top four or five, and they're going to get in. The real story is Venezuela, the team that has never qualified.
Great.
The only team out of South America that's never qualified for the World
Cup.
They
will qualify. They will qualify. I think we all agreed on that. I think it will be great for them because they've made such great strides in recent years, both with clubs and competing in Libertadores Cup and with the national team. It'll be great for the country when they finally clinch that spot, and I think, Andrew, you and Joe would agree that they have a very good chance of getting through to Brazil.
Well, they have a big match at home against Uruguay, a team that not only has to play on Tuesday, they also start in the Confederations Cup this weekend as a representative. So that's certainly, Uruguay now stands in seventh place in the qualifying. They're in danger of missing the World Cup. So
yeah.
That's going to be a
they've been very inconsistent.
And so we mentioned the Confederations Cup, and, you know, how important is it? You know, it's debatable. It's certainly important for the U.S. the last time around when they went all the way to the final against Brazil. But this time, you know, the team, you look at Brazil, Japan, Mexico, and Italy in Group A. It starts with Brazil, Japan on the 15th. Both teams have already qualified for the World Cup, so that'll be very interesting. Mexico, we know they've been struggling mightily, and I know Joe will be right behind the Azzurri. They play Haiti in midweek at home and then have to travel over to Brazil's. What do you think, Joe?
You know, the Azzurri didn't do too good of a job against Republic of Czech. You know, they were lucky for a draw, but, you know, they didn't perform well. And they've been very criticized in Italy pertaining to their performance. Now, I'm sure that, you know, Bradelli is going to have to step up a little bit because... you know, it's funny how the jobs come and go for coaches. And if Italy doesn't perform well, he's going to be in trouble.
Well, yeah. What's the word, Joe? What's the word in Italy in the last little while with regards to the Balotelli situation? Will he travel to Brazil?
Well, the word right now is that he needs to be brought into what he's got to control.
Very strict rules,
he's got to control his behavior, and if he does, he's going to go. If he doesn't, he's going to stay home, and there will be a big loss for Italy.
Yeah, because you know it was the situation and his reaction.
It was stupid.
Yeah,
what he did was completely
stupid. Luigi Buffon.
I know he played. Let me tell you, he saved dearly.
He made
some tremendous save. It was he was amazing in goal. Without him there, we would have lost. So,
according to the Times columnists out of Victoria, I believe that's Victoria, B.C., Balotelli is with the Italians for the Confederations Cup. And that was as of today, so we assume he's going to be playing. That's certainly going to be the group of death, Group A. You've got four quality teams. The Group B, I think, is the group of the dead. I think Spain is going to romp through that group, and second place will be between Uruguay and Nigeria. And I think what's the over-under on how many goals Tahiti is going to give up in the Confederations Cup? up. I think
it's incredible, isn't
bad.
It, when you look at that, where there was Spain playing Tahiti. But Nigeria, they're sending a very young team over to the tournament. Uruguay being so inconsistent in qualifying, you know, for the World Cup. So it should, on paper, look relatively easy for Spain. As you rightly mentioned, Andrew, the group of death certainly is Group A with four quality teams, and certainly the CONCACAF representatives, Mexico, we want to give a good account of themselves.
It's going to be interesting. The matches in Group A, I think they're all going to be great matches. The matches all either a 4 o'clock start or a 7 o'clock start. So certainly I think all the fans can watch all the matches. I know, Joe, you're going to be ready on the 22nd Saturday, U.S. Brazil against Italy. This reminds me of 1982. You know, I just think about that match and one of the greatest matches ever played.
I know. But
Rossi scoring the hat trick.
Yeah. Well, Dick, just change a little bit. I don't know if you've been following all the transfer, all the rumors, all the money that club are willing to spend for transfer. You know, I can't believe it. Some of the things that I read, because you're talking about 100 million, I mean, and a tremendous amount of money, $100 million, $170 million, $50 million, $75 million. My God, what's your take on that?
It's crazy, Joe. I think when you look at this situation, and obviously a lot of it is paper talk. You know, you have to take it with a grain of salt with what the papers, they want to get people buying the papers. So if they're talking about $1 million, you know, multi-million dollar transfer. But you're quite right. At this stage of the game, it's crazy with the figures that are being mentioned. And the one thing, and it came out in a recent report from FIFA, the thing that really gets me is the fees that are given to pseudo-agents, family members, brothers, sisters, you name it, that come into the reckoning, you know, that a player is transferred, but well, you've got to make sure that my sister, who's my agent, gets $3, $4, $5 million because of her part in the transfer. It really is ridiculous.
Where did we go wrong in life? You know, why aren't we related to some big name player? You know, it's crazy. I mean, the biggest thing. Well, we got a couple seconds here, Dick. But the biggest name and the biggest question now is the Polish star plays for Borussia Dortmund, Robert Lewandowski. They're refusing to let him go to Bayern Munich, allegedly. So now Manchester United is supposedly the front runner, but there's a team in London with a new coach who may be interested in him as well. So
the happy one, right? The happy one.
The happy one.
He's happy. He's very happy. Yeah. We'll see how the fans are.
I have to say this, Dick, and I like your comment. He was in England, and he went to Italy. In Italy, he made a lot of enemies. He went to Spain, and he made a lot of enemies over there. Now he's going back to the favorite country he talks about, you know, where he wants to be, because he's going to be happy. And unfortunately, he's going to go to the team that Andrew loves.
And it will not be easy for Chelsea Football Club, though, in the upcoming season. I think it is great that Mourinho has come back, the happy one, but I think it's going to be a little bit more challenging for him. You know, the players that he relied upon are aging players, and he's got to be very careful with regards to his signings and how he develops his squad. So it's going to be a challenge for Jose Mourinho. I'm quite certain he'll do an excellent job, but I think we'll have some challenging times in the months ahead. But as we know, Andrew, he will come through in the end.
All right, let's hope so. I mean, the top three teams all have new coaches, so that's going to be. But that's coming up in a little while. We can leave the EPL and concentrate on our international game here. And this is a big week. It's a big week with lots of World Cup qualifying going on all during the week, and then next week as well. And of course, the Confederations Cup too. So, Dick, have a very happy birthday. Enjoy yourself. Give your best.
Thanks,
give our best to Anne, and have a great day. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Much appreciated, guys. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next
week. Happy birthday again.
Ciao, Joe.
Ciao, ciao. Bye. Happy birthday.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass again. Very happy birthday. And he didn't mention how old he was, so we won't do that either.
Yeah.
And let's come back in just a moment here on Soccer's Kick of the Grass. We'll be joined by Tam McManus, a forward for the Rhinos who scored the goal against Montreal on Friday. We'll get his take on what's coming up this weekend, the two big matches for the Rhinos, Friday against Tampa and Sunday against Charleston. This is Soccer's Kick of the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug. You're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Celebrate Father's Day with your Rochester Rhinos. This Sunday afternoon, the Rhinos host the defending USL Pro champion Charleston Battery with kickoff at 4 p.m. It's also the annual Bark in the Park on Sunday. Bring your dog to the game and sit in the exclusive Bark Zone. $1 of every Bark Zone ticket sold will be donated to Lollipop Farm. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. It can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We will have Alex Salen on in just a few minutes. She just got a hold of us and said that she was coaching. Of course, that's always a top priority for her. I know she coaches on Monday. But let's go right to our next guest. And there's an appropriate song from Mr. D'Angelo, our engineer. And somebody who's visited the doctor a lot of times this last couple of weeks, getting a broken nose taken care of, and I can relate to Tam. I'll tell why in a second. We're joined by Tam McManus of the Rhinos, and appearance tonight is brought to you by the Rhinos. This Friday, 7:35 against Tampa Bay. Sunday, 4 o'clock against Charleston. Two big home matches, 4-5-4 kick. Go to rhinosoccer.com. Tam, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Good apart from the nose. I'm not too bad at all.
Well, here's my quick story. When I was just starting out in soccer, I was like 9 or 10 years old. I broke my nose trying to head the ball. So I didn't know what I was doing. So I understand exactly what you're going through. So how are you feeling? How's your nose coming along?
Yeah, well, I got the operation this morning to get it fixed. I've been struggled breathing the last couple of weeks. So I went into bed and got it straightened and got it fixed. So hopefully I'll be able to play on Friday, but I'm probably more Sunday. I'm supposed to have a week off to let it heal up. So I'm sure Pat will be trying to get me to play.
Well, I think you need to give your nose a chance to heal, because you know, if you can't breathe well, you can't run too much.
Yeah,
and you run a lot in the game on the field, yeah. So your quality of play certainly will suffer, you know, by not being able to breathe.
Yep, for sure.
So tell us about
the magic spray won't help that.
No,
right,
that
Joe?
Won't help that. No. Tell us a little bit about the game, and you know, against Montreal.
I thought we started the game excellent. I mean, the first 10, 15 minutes, we could have had 2 or 3 goals. We managed to get a goal after 20 minutes. And then after that, we kind of seemed to sit back a little bit and we let Montreal come into the game and get their confidence and pass it about, where we should have been going for the throat. We should have been killing that game in the first half. You know, and the longer they get, we had a couple of chances again, the second half could kill the game. And if the second goal goes in, I think their heads go down and we win the game comfortably. But as you know, in soccer, football, is one goal is never enough. And all it takes is a lucky deflection or a lucky goal. And, you know, that's exactly what happened in the last couple of minutes, to get a very lucky goal. And all of a sudden, 3 points are just taken out of your hands. It would have been a big 3 points for us, because obviously where we're sitting at the table.
Yeah, we call it a fluke goal. Yeah. It was pretty much a fluke. Yeah. But what was the team mood? What was the mood of the team after the match? I know it's been a very disappointing result.
Oh, I mean, the boys are absolutely gutted. I mean, to put so much into the game, we deserve to win the game. I don't think Montreal were ever in the game. I don't think they created a single chance. We defended well. As I said, we probably sat a little bit too deep. We could have went and got the other goal, but, you know, you've got 5-10 minutes to go. You're 1-0 up at home. You've got to just see the game out and just win the game 1-0. And a little bit of naive on our part, you know, pushing forward to get the goal. I know Pat was annoyed at that, because, you know, what's the difference between winning the game 2-0 and 1-0? You know, it's the same 3 points, and we should have just shut the game up. And I think Pat was annoyed at that as well. So, you know, we've got to learn the lessons and take them into Friday's game. And if we're in that situation again, you know, we've got to shut up shop.
Absolutely. And, Joe, I know this Friday, you're going to be there, right? And
yeah, well, certainly you're going to be there. So just one other question, Tom. You know, it seems to me that the midfield works very, very hard, and the forward, you know, sometimes they get good balls, sometimes they get bad balls. But the reality, it seems like not too many shots are taken from the outside. Sometimes when the opportunity comes and the goalie is out of the goal, and you know, the surprise kind of thing that usually happen with a 30-yard shot or a 40-yard shot.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, we have to take more shots at goal, because we haven't scored enough goals this season. And, you know, if you don't shoot, you don't score. And, you're right, we work on that in training a lot. We do a lot of shooting, and, you know, sometimes you've just got to take the responsibility yourself and pull the trigger. And it's not going to be set up perfect. Sometimes we try and walk the ball into the net. At times, you know, we're 15, 16 yards out, just pull the trigger, you know. And that's something that, you know, we've got to look at, because our goal-scoring record's not been good, and we've obviously lost a lot of goals as well. So those two combinations are why we're sitting low on the table.
Well, Tim, two big matches coming up this weekend against two quality opponents. Tampa Bay coming in on Friday, and, of course, Maurizio Sellis scoring 5 goals against Antigua. Yep. So he'll certainly be a man to watch. And then Charleston, the defending champs, come in on Sunday. What do you guys need to do to take 6 points?
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
The last two games, I think, against LA Blues, we should have won the game as well. You know, we drew two each, and again, we had chances to win the game. And, and we should have won the game. I think we're playing better. I think there's no doubt we're actually playing better, but we've got to put the 3 points on the board. Tampa's going to come in. You know, Salas, obviously, his confidence will be sky high. And when you're talking about a guy who shoots, I mean, we know he'll be shooting from everywhere, so we've got to keep an eye on him. And then we've just got to get 3 points by whatever means. You know, if it's 1-0, if it's 3-0, you know, if you score in the last minute, you know, right now we need to win. We need to win games, and because, you know, the games are running out for us.
Well, Tim, we appreciate you coming on. I know it's been a rough medical week for you, but thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to seeing you at this weekend, either on Friday or on Sunday. Best of luck, and we'll see you at the stadium.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Take some pain medication.
Tim McManus here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Alex, and here she is. Joining us right now is the starting defender and president of the Western New York Flash, Alex Salen. Alex's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Flash in action this coming Saturday against Washington in the nation's capital at 7 p.m. And then back home on the 23rd, Hope Solo comes into town with her Seattle Reign, looking for their first win of the season. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff at Salen Stadium. Call 454-KICK for tickets, or go to WNYFlash.com. Alex, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm great. A little bit wet. Just finished coaching, so I was out in the rain, but all good, all good.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched the whole game on Saturday, Alex, and boy, you guys just were totally dominant over the top team in the NWSL, the Sky Blue FC. Offensively and defensively, everything just seemed to click. When you went into that match, especially on the defensive side, what was the game plan? Because the Sky Blue FC announcers kept saying that the Flash were looking to disrupt play and especially mark Lisa Devanna, their big scorer, very closely. Is that what you guys tried to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have a few dangerous players with Kelly O'Hara, the national team player, and Devanna's got probably the quickest player in the league. I mean, obviously having cover is one of our, you know, pressure, cover, and balance are three things that the coaching staff always speaks about. You know, obviously you have to have pressure on the ball, cover, and then balance just in support with the whole team coming across onto the one side. So, you know, just never leaving someone in a 1v1 situation without any cover, because obviously if you push them to the one side and they beat you, then, you know, if you have your center back coming across, you're not really going to be in danger. But obviously, defensively, we wanted to stay really compact and transition really quickly when we won the ball. So I think that we followed through with that really well. And it was tough because we had just played 2 days before. So, you know, it might not have looked like it, but we were hurting. You know, our legs were pretty tired. So we tried to let the ball do a lot of the work and make good decisions and set each other up, you know, give each other good passes and be mindful of our fitness, you know, because we had played 2 days before, so.
Well, Zerboni had a great game, you know, in midfield.
Yeah, definitely. You know, McCall really stepped up, and Carly was just dribbling at them, running at them at speed, which caused all kinds of problems. So, you know, I think everywhere on the field, everyone really stepped up and had a good game. I think we weren't happy with the result in Boston, and we knew that we could do better. And, you know, I think that we're third on the table, but we don't feel like we deserve to be third. We deserve to be higher than that. So, you know, we played to prove a point on Saturday night.
Well, it's a Saturday play against Washington. The big question is, with the national team also playing, I assume you, Abby and Carly, will be unavailable for the match on Saturday.
Yeah, they will be. So Washington will be missing some players also. So it's going to be a great opportunity for some of the players that maybe don't get to start a game or get to see time step up and show what they have. You know, we have our back seven Our back four keeper, and then our two central midfielders. So we've got a strong nucleus that we can kind of build around, and it's going to be a fun match just watching players come in and try to make their mark.
Well, Alex, we appreciate you coming on the show. I know we have one more guest we have to get to, so thank you so much. And we'll look forward to seeing you guys back home on the 23rd against Seattle.
Thanks. Have a good night,
thanks
guys.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
For coming on.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Alex Salen here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the U.S. national team, the big match against Panama tomorrow night. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos will host BSI Tampa Bay, featuring Rochester Lancer striker Mauricio Sias, this Friday at 7:35. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free 2013 team photo. And this and every match day Friday, join the Rhinos for happy hour and kickstart your weekend at Salem Stadium. $20 gets you a Rhinos game ticket, first two beverages and dinner in our exclusive happy hour area in the open scoreboard area. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be... Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our domestic soccer report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, thanks for joining us. Joe will be with us in just a second. He's slightly indisposed.
Oh, no problem. I just want to know if you gave the message, my message to Abby, and why she didn't score. I don't understand.
Well, what are you going to do? But I'll tell you what, I give the New York fans credit. They've sold 12,000 tickets for Abby and the national team for their friendly against South Korea. Boston's only sold 9,500 playing at Gillette Stadium. That's going to be a great atmosphere. New York rules. Anyway, Michael, the U.S. national team, Panama tomorrow night. I tell you, I was very impressed by Panama against Mexico. They really know how to move the ball, and they're going to be a very tough opponent, especially with Jermaine Jones and Graham Zuzi being unable to play.
Yes, it's going to be difficult, but you have to remember Panama's going to be missing a very key player up front for them, Blas Perez, who's had a severe stomach ailment in the last couple of days, and they've taken him off the game roster. In fact, he did not even travel with the U.S. to Seattle for the game. And that's going to be, I think, more difficult for Panama to overcome than it will be for the U.S. on their two players. And don't get me wrong, it's going to be tough for the U.S., but I think Panama does not have the same depth as the U.S. I think if you put a starting lineup out there, man for man, they match up very, very well. But when you start losing players, I think the U.S. has the better depth. Unless we find a new hero for Panama tomorrow night.
Could happen. I mean, the Panama certainly, I think, will be going for a draw, 0-0 draw. They'll be very happy with that. That would keep them well in the fight for the berth in the World Cup.
That would be taking, I guess, a page out of the Mexican game plan, because that's all they seem to be playing these days in CONCACAF are 0-0 draws. But seriously. Any point in the United States for any team, including Mexico, is considered a big deal. And I would say they would, if they could pull that off, they steal a point. That is a big thing. I'll say this, though. The U.S. has to give respect to Panama. Panama ended the U.S.'s 24-25 game first round unbeaten streak in the CONCACAF Gold Cup in first-round games played in the United States in 2011. So they're not a team to be taken lightly. I still think they're going to qualify for the World Cup. Right now they're my third team after the U.S. and Mexico, although I don't know what the heck is happening with Mexico, but that's another topic for another show.
There you go, Joe.
Well, Mike, you know, it's Panama, the way I see Panama, it's their game plan is control, control, control. And the United States, on the other hand, you know, I think that with Bradley in there, they have a very good director, He learned well the game in Italy right now with Roma, and he did a fantastic job with them. So he's the general that the United States need, and I think that even without those two players, I think I agree with you. The United States can replace those two guys with quality players.
Oh, I have no doubt, and I think if you put out the proper system, the U.S. can get a goal or two. Dempsey seems to be good for a goal somehow every other game. Josie Altidore seems to have raised his game to another level in recent weeks, the way I think a lot of people expected him to be playing for the last 12 to 18 months. The U.S. is going to be a tough cookie to overcome, but again, with all due respect to Panama, they should not take that team lightly at all. I'll tell you this, with Panama, they're a gritty side. They remind me a bit of what the U.S. was back in the 1990s. Very physical, doing everything they can to win. I'm not saying they don't have good players, but again, a very, very gritty side.
Well, I'll tell you, this table right now, I don't think anybody would have predicted at this point Costa Rica on top of the table in CONCACAF, but they are, and they will play in Mexico on Tuesday. It'll be on ESPN, and right after that will be U.S.-Panama. And the other match is Honduras-Jamaica. If Honduras can get a result, they'll put themselves right into contention. So it's going to be a great week of tomorrow, a great day of qualifying, and then more games next Tuesday.
I'll tell you this: I would not have predicted Costa Rica leading the hexagonal at any time. I thought they would finish fifth or sixth, but that's why we follow sports. We just don't know who's going to be up and who's going to be down, and give them a lot of credit. Now, Mexico needs to get 3 points from that game because that's their third game within a week. Before they head off to the FIFA Confederations Cup. So if they don't get those 3 points, other teams in the group will be able to accrue points next Tuesday. So it is mandatory that they get 3 points. I mean, sooner or later, you know, you can't keep giving away points at Azteca Stadium. That's supposed to be a place where El Tri is invincible, and they have not played like that at all. So they need to get those 3 points any way they can.
It's going to be a great match, and both matches will be on ESPN. And then, like I said, next week, Michael, when you have you back on next week, we'll have more matches to talk about. U.S. against Honduras, looking to get revenge on the Honduras team beating U.S. 2-1 at home in the first match of the qualifying. So certainly a lot to talk about, and I know Tropigold.com will have all the information about the qualifiers and all the stories.
I definitely will. I will not be in the next two matches, unfortunately, which probably bodes well for the United States, because the last two times the U.S. has lost at home, I've been at both those matches.
Okay, well, stay home. Thanks a lot, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Thanks to him and, of course, Dick Howard, the birthday boy, Alex Salen, Mike Cipolla, Tam McManus, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, Rhinos Friday and Sunday at home against Tampa Bay and Charleston, and the Flash Saturday at Washington. Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, Bob D'Angelo, thanks for being with us. Be with us next Monday for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, 6:30 WISL. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.